The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
LeBron James, he tries when he wants to.
Reporters, Clyde, producers, Jive, you want to be down with the king?
He tries when he wants to.
Look at Andre Drummond on the bench. I love that so very much. That's when you know you're in your Duffy. Let's start the show.
Let's start the show. He's Jalen Anthony Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What up,
Jalen Jacoby? What exactly is it that we do, Mr. Rose?
We get a people! They won.
Friday, everybody, we have so much NBA playoff to get to, but we start with this. The Suns, the Lakers, and it was LeBron James and Anthony Davis getting it done for the Lakers. Are you now ready to say they're going to win these
Western Conference? If they can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Especially without Chris Paul. Of course I'm going to... You know, appreciate the fact that Anthony Davis been attacking the paint the last couple of games.
Yep.
Multiple paint touches, unlike any other game. And LeBron James driving, getting on the post, showing his versatility. Those two guys playing like superstars when they're healthy. But let's not ignore the fact that Chris Paul is hobbled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, CP3 has been a terrific performer this entire season. A leader of this squad. And he can't really lift his arm above his head, Jacoby.
See it during the game.
You know what I mean?
See it during the game.
Like, you know how feisty he is as a defender. You know how terrific he is as an offensive weapon and as a scorer. Like, he's hobbled. And I just hate to see this Phoenix Suns team that would have made this a long, promising series to now end in a gentleman's sweep.
It feels like it's headed that direction. But as I look forward at this Lakers team as they progress through the Western Conference, Kyle Kuzma has become important. Kyle Kuzma's been an up-and-down player, but last night, Kyle Kuzma looked great.
Yeah, he did.
He was contributing, and they've got like a 9 or 10-person rotation. If Kyle Kuzma plays like this and they can get this kind of production from him, they're going to be a problem.
Here's the secret. When you have great talent like the Lakers and the Nets, the key is going to be the ball movement.
Yep.
The basketball has energy, and when everybody feels involved, they now master their role. It's no secret. And Kyle Kuzma had his turn. He lost KCP to an injury, but he still had his turn, and he made the most of it. This Lakers team, when they're operating on all cylinders, in particular as an injured 7th seed, it's going to be a really tough out for this number 2 seed.
Just remember I said Lakers-Nets finals.
Oh.
Remember I said that a long time ago.
Oh.
You're going to come around. You're going to come around eventually, but remember I said that a long time ago, and there are a couple teams that have something to say about the Lakers getting to the finals, and those two teams are the Nuggets and the Blazers. They faced off last night, and after the Blazers took game one, the Nuggets took the next two. What do you think about the Joker's performance, stretch mark 5?
The Joker's playing like a guy that can actually lead this team in winning this series.
Mm.
And the one thing that the Nuggets do, just like the Lakers, they play something that I like to call tall ball.
Talk to me.
And that, to me, is the difference in these two squads. When I'm looking late in the game and the Joker's on the post and he's being guarded by Covington, who's my size at 6'7", I know that that's a mismatch because they don't have as many big bodies in Portland other than Nurkic that can physically combat the bulk and the height of Gordon, who can now play against Dame in the backcourt, and the Joker, who's playing up front. And just the height and the athleticism that the Nuggets can put out there has been a big-time problem for them.
I miss Jamal Murray so much.
Yes.
I miss Jamal Murray so much. I feel like Jamal Murray makes this Western Conference so much more competitive. However, without Jamal Murray, you know what that means. You know what that means.
What does that mean?
More Campazzo! My king! Facundo Campazzo did his thing last night. Granted, he cannot guard Damian Lillard. Like, he can't guard Damian Lillard even close. However, Campazzo put up a stat line. You know that my king, Campazzo, he stands like, what, 5'4", 5'6"? He had 8 rebounds. He had 8 assists.
You don't care about his rebounds.
You have to put some respect on Campazzo's name, Jaylen.
You care about his fancy passes.
It is time for you to come around to Campazzo Town.
If they win the West, are you going to put Campazzo's picture up?
First of all, they ain't win the West. The Lakers will win the West. We all know Lakers are winning the West.
That's why I had your back. You know what I mean?
Yo, Campazzo is the best 30-year-old rookie to ever play in the NBA. You know that's a fact.
Arvydas Sabonis on line one.
Oh, no. Don't do that. You know Arvydas Sabonis is my guy. I just want to apologize to the whole Sabonis family. I want to apologize to DeMontis. I want to apologize to Arvydas. Arvydas Sabonis, I love you so much. Because he throws fancy passes even better than Campazzo. Moving on to another game last night. The Bucks versus the Heat. Jaylen, I thought this was going to be much more competitive. I really thought this was going to be much more competitive.
I can't front. I'm disappointed in the Miami Heat's effort.
Talk to me.
And for a team that's the defending Eastern Conference champion, of course you're going to start with their best players. And Bam and Butler have been a shell of themselves this year versus how they performed last year, in particular in the bubble and leading this team to the finals. And also, let's go deeper into the box score. Where's Duncan Robinson? Where's Tyler Hero? Goran Dragic was averaging 20 last year before he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, the Miami Heat have been a total disappointment. I didn't pick them to win the series, but I didn't pick them to get swept.
It looks
Where's
like
my Wally's Wally's? I should have brought it in here. I got my Wally's Wally's right here at work. Man, I should have brought it in here.
Jaylen, I picked the Heat to win this series. Look at the difference between last year in the bubble and this year in the postseason.
Wow.
It's wild to me. It's absolutely wild.
I was so worried about channeling my Quest Love and wearing my pick, I forgot my brush. I forgot my Wally's Wally's.
Jaylen, here's the thing, though, because I love the Heat. I love the Heat culture, and I love Miami Beach.
Okay.
I see the future.
Uh-oh.
I see the future.
Oh.
I see the future.
Oh.
I see what's happening to the Clippers, and I see what's happening to the Heat, and I see change. And do you know what I see? I see Pat Riley on the phone.
Mm.
You know who he's calling?
He has a lot of numbers.
He's calling Kawhi Leonard. He's on the phone with Kawhi Leonard, and he's going to bring Kawhi Leonard to South Beach. Everybody says, oh, Kawhi Leonard wants to live in Southern California. You know what else is nice? Southern Florida. Mm-hmm. I see the Clippers losing in round one, the Heat losing in round one, and both of those teams trying to make some change, and I see Kawhi Leonard to the Heat this offseason. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong.
I plead the fifth, but here's what I will say. Are you going to do that to the Clippers? Like, as many years as you lived in L.A., they finally got their chance. Adding Kawhi, adding PG. So you're saying that they're going to lose in the first round?
Yeah.
And Kawhi's going to leave?
Yeah.
Wow.
Another thing I see? I'm done talking about the Heat and the Bucks. You know what I want to talk about? The Nets and the Bucks. I want to talk about the Nets
and the
Bucks.
I like what you did there, sir.
That is a great second round
series.
I like the Nets versus the Bucks. I like the Nets versus the Bucks, and we will discuss that. But Jalen Rose, as we often do on this program, we have some unfounded, irresponsible speculation about NFL quarterbacks. Here it is, and it's not Aaron Rodgers this time. This time, it is unfounded, irresponsible NFL quarterback speculation about none other than Russell Wilson. Do you remember he wanted out of Seattle? There were people putting him on the Bears. And then all of a sudden, Pete Carroll came out and said, there's no drama, there's no problems. Well, guess what? OTAs with the Seahawks are happening. Do you know who's not there?
Who's that?
Russell Wilson is not there. He's working out in San Diego. Jalen Rose, what does this tell you about Russell Wilson's future with the Seahawks?
Well, you see the power Aaron Rodgers wields in Green Bay when he doesn't show up initially. The receivers don't show up. Russell Wilson can, I'm sure, have anybody come work out wherever he is at all times. But we hear Pete Carroll talking, not Russell Wilson. And we heard Russell Wilson say he wanted to be protected more because he's been hit more than any other quarterback since he's been in the league. I would not be surprised, Jacoby, if this is his final season with the Seahawks. Anytime he's already put a list of teams out there,
yeah,
and he doesn't have a long-term deal, that's what I anticipate.
If you look at the NFC, I do not see the Seahawks winning the NFC Championship this year. So they will lose in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. And then Russell Wilson will come with a real trade demand. I, like you, think this is the last season Russell Wilson is with the Seahawks. Do you agree?
I do agree. And that's really unfortunate for them and their franchise because you can't just replace a Russell Wilson.
No.
I know, like, we do this unfounded speculation of great quarterbacks, but when you get an Aaron Rodgers, you get a Russell Wilson. These guys have been all pros. These guys have won Super Bowls, are dynamic in their own right. You got to find a way to keep that guy happy. Those aren't employees. Those are partners.
Oh,
those are Russell Wilson is your partner. You bring him into the office. You bring Aaron Rodgers into the office. You figure out what we got to do to keep those guys happy. I just can't understand those situations have not or are not doing that.
Do you know what should be on the draft board for both the Packers and the Seahawks? Whatever our quarterback wants. That should be the draft board. That should be the entire draft board.
You know who has that?
Whatever our quarterback wants.
You know who has that?
Who has that?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
1 year in Tampa. Go win the Super Bowl. Whatever you want, AB, got it.
You want Antonio Brown,
got it.
Want
Leonard Fournette, got it. Whatever you like.
Have Teddy
you can have whatever
year.
You
Teddy
like.
Teddy Bruschi's about to be on the Buccaneers next year. Coming up next, there's a gentleman performing in the NBA playoffs like none other, and that gentleman's name is Luka Doncic. The Clippers are on notice. Game 3 is tonight. We'll break it down right after this. You are watching Jalen Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
There is a huge game on the horizon. The Los Angeles Clippers. They tanked against the Thunder and the Rockets to match up against these Mavericks, and they don't want these Luka problems. Jalen, what do Kawhi and PG need to do to win this game?
This is the biggest game in Los Angeles Clippers history.
Whoa!
Now, shout out to Norm Nixon, my OG. I remember when he played and Loy Vaught played and Danny Manning played and Q Rich and D Miles and Lamar Odom, my guy Mo Taylor. Like, I know the history of the Clippers. Mm-hmm. They don't have a retired number and they don't have a statue in front of their building. As a matter of fact, I don't believe they have a Hall of Famer. Okay.
Wow.
The last time they were in a position to be a contender was kind of like Lob City.
Yeah.
But at least Lob City had a few good seasons. This is the first round. They got bounced in the bubble last year after adding Kawhi and Paul George by our Denver Nuggets. And then you come back the next year, change coaches from Dr. T. Lou. And lose in the first round?
Oh, no, they just, no. They set up this first round matchup. They lost to the Rockets and the Thunder, who were both tanking to set up this matchup, and now they have the Luka problems.
And if what you're saying is correct, doesn't it kind of become really important to keep Kawhi Leonard?
Yes.
Okay, so at least with Lob City, I was at the game when they lost to Houston when they came back almost down 20.
I remember
the Clipper meltdowns in certain playoff games, but they were in the second and third round against, they weren't necessarily the favorite like this. And so for Paul, for Kawhi, it's do or die. For Patrick Beverley, it's do or die. You know why? Because Luka's been scoring buckets actually on
everybody.
Them in particular.
Everybody.
But them in particular. And they're the lockdown defenders. And shout to Tim Hardaway Jr. Put some respect on his name. He out here bombing for three, putting up 20 plus. He been balling. If they can get a game from Kristaps, your guy, can he give him a game?
Yeah,
can Kristaps give him a game?
He was good in game two.
He was, because
he was good in game two. All he needs to do is go to the strip club first.
Correct.
And then he performs in the game.
Well, here's the thing.
So right now, Kristaps is at the strip club right now getting ready for game three.
That's not how this works. It's the playoffs. He had to go in L.A. because he was on the road. Now he's at home. You spend that $50,000 at the house.
Jalen, I agree with you. This is the biggest game in the history of
Talk
the franchise.
To me.
But let me tell you
Talk
why.
Talk to me.
They signed Paul George to an extension, which they might regret. However,
they won't regret
if
it.
They lose in the first round, Kawhi Leonard is going to get a call from Pat Riley, as I mentioned before. And I'm telling you, Kawhi Leonard to the Miami Heat, if they both lose in the first round, is a real thing. Imagine Bam, Jimmy Butler, and Kawhi on the Heat. Pat Riley got LeBron James from Cleveland to Miami Beach. You think he can't uproot Kawhi Leonard from Los Angeles to Miami?
And also, they've been there, done that. Don't talk about the dynamics of the Miami Heat without mentioning Eric Spoelstra.
Yep.
Because whether it's a LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh, whether it's Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo is developing players like Duncan Robinson and Kendrick Nunn, I've seen him do it. But for Clipper fans, again, this is the most important game in the history of your franchise. And our producer, Demetrius, he's a Clipper fan, right?
Yeah.
He loves the Raiders as well. And he called himself jumping on the bandwagon. Now he's not key-keying.
No.
Right, they're down 2-0, and
Demetrius,
they lost both of their home games. Have you seen D?
Haven't heard anything about him.
Is he still on this show?
Haven't heard anything from Demetrius about the Clippers.
I ain't seen him.
Well, Jalen, there's something that we must address. And frankly, I'm disturbed and disgusted by the way that NBA fans have behaved. I love having the fans in the game. I love the playoff atmosphere. However, we have Trae Young getting spit on by someone in the second row. We have Russell Westbrook having popcorn poured on him. And now we have Ja Morant's father being heckled with racist remarks from the stands. Jalen, how do you feel about the way the fans, these bad apples, have impacted these playoffs?
So I want to make sure that individuals don't become the mass.
That's
as somebody
important.
That's been a part of this league on every level, basically as a player and then as a fan and still going to a lot of games. Like, the NBA has done a terrific job of creating a fan experience like no other in professional sports. They're basically able to touch the players, able to slap high fives with the players, and that fan experience has grown the game exponentially and the popularity of the players and the salaries of the players and the growth of the game. But with that being said, what is the one singular thing your brother, for 10 years, what's the one thing I don't like when I'm in public?
People taking pictures of you without asking.
Because I'm not a zoo animal, right? I will do it. You don't have to be like, I got you, right? I don't like that. And this reminds me of that because you pay for your ticket, you're getting entertained, but you're trying to treat us like we're the zoo animals. And you wouldn't even throw popcorn on them.
No.
You wouldn't even spit on them. You wouldn't even hurl racist chants at them. So when I say my Black life matters and there's 29 messages on the back of jerseys, this is what players are talking about. I'm here more than just for your entertainment. No, I will not shut up and dribble. You get a chance to come watch me perform, but if you're against me and you're probably had a few beverages and you're so very excited about the game, that ain't your chance to disrespect me. And to spit on somebody is disgusting.
Never done it in my whole life.
Right?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked it actually happened. I'm shocked it happened. Someone is sitting in a $5,000 seat spit on an NBA player.
Jacoby,
I'm shocked.
Jacoby, can I tell you what also I'm disappointed? I need the NBA to step in and go harsher on these punishments.
Yes.
Like, each of these individuals should be banned in perpetuity from all NBA-sanctioned events, not just from this year.
Oh, no, concerts.
Not just, exactly.
Concerts,
exactly.
Everything that happens at that venue,
absolutely.
You need to be banned for life.
Absolutely. And I really need that to happen. But you know what else I need to happen? When you go to Madison Square Garden, or whether you at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly, or whether you in Utah, whether you in D.C., you know where they're, you know what's present? Cameras. And you know what makes me disappointed? That I can't really see the face of the person that spit on Trae Young.
I haven't said.
Where's that camera at?
I haven't heard that
person's
name.
Where's that footage at?
I have not heard that person's name or seen their face.
The person in Philly was a season ticket holder. They know who he is. Okay, Matt, I see the footage of Charles Oakley from a lot of different angles. Where's the footage of this guy spitting on Trae Young? We need receipts. We need to see their face. Hold them accountable.
Jalen, we have game 3. Knicks versus.
Stop disrespecting the brother.
Tonight. Trae Young, he said, I'll see you in the A. We will see him in the A tonight, and we will preview that game.
Peace up. A-Town down.
You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Stay tuned.
Got to give the people. Give people.
Make no plans for this Friday night because we have three games on ESPN and ABC. Look at that lineup. And of course, you know I'll be locked in on the Knicks versus the Hawks. Game three, series tied at 1-1. The series moves to Atlanta. What is the key to this game three?
Atlanta protecting their home floor. And I know you as a Dionysus Easy Knick fan, you're really excited to see Spike Lee doing his best dance and Tracy Morgan and 50 Cent, right? But now they go into the A. And you heard Maria, we need a little Gucci there. We need a little T.I. there. We need some Outkast there. Lil Baby gonna be there. Atlanta's gonna be excited for their team to return.
But you know I'm on the Knicks bandwagon. You know I'm a Dionysus fan. I'm all Knicks. And let me tell you something. Julius Randle has been unlocked. He looked a little nervous in game one. He seemed a little uncomfortable in the first half of game two. But he has been unlocked. And I am predicting a big game from Julius Randle and a big win for the Knicks.
Peace up. A-Town down. I'm going with Trae Young. And our guy Collins is going to really spike on somebody this game. Watch. I guarantee you, we're going to be showing Collins dunk on somebody. He's going to be doing just like this. Him and Capella, they're going to be dominant inside.
This series is going to seven. This series is going to game seven in Madison Square Garden. And you know what? I might have to pay $1,000 and go there.
What?
I might have to pay $1,000 and go there.
Wow.
Tonight, game three.
And you
will
cheat.
Be back on Tuesday at 2 p.m.
We're not done.
To break it all down.
You got to give the people.